It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. This is the one moment I wait for all year long.
Yes.
You know I like the horses.
They like you.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's actually accurate, but thank you very much. And what we have here right now is we have two Hall of Famers in their respective divisions.
Absolutely.
You've got the great Eddie Olczyk, who's not only one of our favorite hockey players of all times and coaches of all times and broadcasters of all times, mm-hmm. but he's also one of the great horsemen in Chicago right now. And Mr. Ron Majors, a legendary horseman.
Wow.
He was okay on TV, but he's a legendary horseman.
This is our daily double,
right.
Our perfecta.
And so the exacta. And so this.
Well, they don't call it that anymore, do they? They did in the 60s, the perfecta.
So this
Quinella.
Is the moment right here where we're going to find out who's going to win the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, or at least what's going to be a cashable ticket. Gentlemen, okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to start with you, Eddie Olczyk.
I think Ron's adjusting the antenna on the rooftop of his TV there.
So. Oh, Edzo. All right, who
is
that
do you Edzo?
Like?
We got Ed.
Hey, Ro. Hey, Richard. How are
hey,
you?
Ed,
Ronnie,
great.
How are you, man?
Great, Edzo. How are you?
Got everybody.
One of these four is on Mars right now. I just don't know which one it is. All right, here we go. There are so many horses now that I think are competitive in this. I think we have a sense of who might be there at the very end. There's one or two, but if you want to cash a ticket that is a superfecta, a four horse, or a trifecta, a three horse, that gets a little tricky business. Wouldn't you agree, Edzo?
Well, it does, because we have no idea what the heck the weather is going to be and how the track is going to play tomorrow. Today, being here for our NBC coverage for the Oaks, the Phillies running for the Lilies, he had to be relatively close. And speed, pace makes the race. So we'll see how this track is playing tomorrow. We're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. That will certainly change. But one horse I will give you, that I think can run on either surface will be the 13 horse Code of Honor. Mm. Currently at 13-1. I think can sit in the middle of the pack and try to make one run. But after that, I would not talk anybody off of any horse tomorrow because
wow.
We lost a favorite a couple of days ago, but I'm going to be building a lot of my tickets around the 13 Code of Honor, the 16 Game Winner, and the 17 Roadster. It's just a matter of you can get the trip. And as Ron knows, being a horse player and horse owner, once that gate opens, you're just hoping for a clean trip. And, oh, by the way, you got 19 horses going a mile and a quarter. Majority of those horses will never do that ever again.
Let me stop you one second there, Edzo. 12 is Code of Honor, right?
No. 13 is Code of Honor.
Where's Win?
I don't have anything
14.
In front of me, but I
okay,
think
I'm sorry. I got him.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, no, because
right.
of the scratch. I had it. Okay.
Scratch.
Sorry. My fault.
And that's John Velasquez, right, Edzo?
That is correct. Yeah. He's won the Derby
greats.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Trainer Shug McGee, he won the Derby a couple of years ago with Orb. So, it's wide open, but I can't play a favorite in a 19-horse field.
Wow.
I'm going to have to look for value, and hopefully Code of Honor can have that turn of foot. I think there's going to be a little bit more pace in the race than people who think. But, again, the way the track was playing today, if it's the same tomorrow, you find your four fastest horses and say, you know what, box those, and you might get lucky because the closers really didn't have much of a chance. Did not have much of a chance today, especially later in the card.
Okay, so there's a little trick
good
there,
to know.
Too. If you have a racing form or you have a buyer number, a speed number, that's what Eddie is talking about.
Okay.
You want to find horses that have high, in their previous races, have high speed numbers.
Okay.
Because at this point, if you're not going to get a close, especially on what was it? Was the track today, was it Cuppy? What was the track today?
Well, I mean, it was fast, but, early we got hit with a bunch of rain. It was sloppy early, and then this track dries out extremely well. The weather got really nice. It's spotty for tomorrow. We're expecting some storms right around, right before post time. But today, it looked fine. It looked fast. It looked good. Closers, horses that come from behind had a very difficult time as the day went on. Now, will that continue tomorrow? That's why we love handicapping horse racing so much, especially when you're going to have the pools and the sizes of the money available tomorrow. And look, you don't have to invest a lot to make a lot, especially if you can get a long shot somewhere in there. Oh.
There's nothing like Roe about 2 minutes before post. I'm changing my mind! I'm changing my mind! Get out of my way!
That's true. Well, actually, well, the beauty of that is that Edzo and I both use ExpressBet. So we,
you turned me on to that.
We can change our mind, although it's sometimes costly if you do. Okay. But the point is,
Ro, after today, I need you to maybe like, can we have a transfer from account to account? I need a little help after today, but you know what? There's always a race tomorrow.
Transaction right. Completed.
That is really true. That is really true.
I know that one.
You know, you get the first one off for free. After that, it gets a little dicey.
Cool.
All right, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Majors, ladies and gentlemen.
What are your thoughts?
How are you? Well, Edzo in the future book had Roadster, and he got Roadster, I know, at 24-1, and he got him a little later at 16-1. Okay. And I've got my picks and the Swami's picks, and the Swami agrees with Edzo. He likes Roadster. And let me tell you, what Ed's trying to say is everybody could change their mind a half hour before this race tomorrow because the racing surface will decide the winner.
Wow.
There's no question that surface is going to change tomorrow. As he said, it was sloppy to start the day today. By the eighth race, it was fast and really a nice racetrack. But you got to watch what happens tomorrow if you're a real handicapper and not make your decision till just before the race. That said, I agree with Ed there. 8 or 9 horses could win this thing. The Swami agrees with that as well.
Juicy.
Weather will change everything. Yeah. The track surface will change everything. Tomorrow's one of those days when if you're at a derby party, the people betting names, colors, and anything else have as good a chance as the great handicappers.
So we might get a real big trifecta or something, too, then.
Okay,
so
there could happen.
Because horse racing, we must remember it's a pari-mutuel bet, right? So as the money goes, if some horse goes down to 2-1 or, you know, God forbid, anything to 5.
No, that ain't happening. I'll guarantee you tomorrow. There's no way. The favorite will be every bit of
3?
9-2, 5-1. Now, no way, no 3. No way. It'll be, you bet $2 on a favorite tomorrow, you're going to get back nothing less than, I believe, $10. I really believe that tomorrow.
So on
that's
the
how
other,
wide open it
on
is.
The other side, we're going to be looking at 40 or 50-1, right?
Wow.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
You could.
You
but
could.
Look, even
absolutely
if you get the first favorite, Ron will tell you, even if you get the favorite, and then you get the fifth favorite, and then maybe you get lucky with a bomb. it's gonna pay $400 or $500 for a dollar. So again, that's what makes this game so great, trying to figure out how it's gonna play out. And like I said, I did get lucky and get Roadster earlier. He's gonna be probably 8-1 tomorrow. I'm already on the hook with him for 24 and 16-1, so he's not gonna get any of my money on the nose tomorrow, but he's gonna get some money as far as the exotics and exactas, trifectas, superfectas, and as long as Roe makes that transfer from my ExpressBet account to mine, then I'll be able to get my feet wet tomorrow.
That's nice.
Well, I hate to cut, but I got to get back.
Go get him, Edzo.
Edzo.
Take care, Eddie.
Talk to you guys soon. Ron, good talking to you, pal. Good luck tomorrow.
Take care, Eddie. Good luck tomorrow.
He's running back.
Eddie likes Roadster, and the Swami likes Roadster. I'm going to make an argument for the 7-horse maximum security. And here's why.
Okay.
Here's a horse, the only undefeated horse in the race. Mm. He's won 4 in a row. He has won on an off track.
Mm.
So even if the track gets bad late in the day, he's shown he can do that. He's the only horse in the race who's had a 100-plus buyer figure. That's a speed figure in the daily racing form. And typically, the horse that wins the Derby has had a previous buyer of 100, and he's the only one in the race that has had a buyer's big feed figure of 100, and he's had 2. So here's a horse that's undefeated, 4-for-4, and for me, I look at this horse like trying to pick the top of the market before it goes down. Hmm. Why do that? Here's a horse who's done nothing wrong, so why would I get off him now? Now, I agree that there are a whole bunch of other horses, Improbable, Tacitus, Game Winner, Roadster, any one of them, there could be, you could name 9 horses who I wouldn't be surprised if they won this race. So the Swami likes Roadster. Eddie liked Roadster early. I'll take maximum security. Eddie is absolutely right. You're going to get a price no matter who wins tomorrow, so have fun.
Do we have a Rokon pick?
We do. My, I'm going to give you four horses.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to box these in either a super or a trifecta.
So they could, okay, gotcha.
All right.
So four.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do for you.
Gotcha.
I'm going to give you Roadster.
Roadster.
Because that's going to be a big number. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you Game Winner, because Game Winner is going to be there at the end. I think there's no two ways around it. I'm going to give you Improbable.
Hmm. That's a fun name.
And Tacitus.
Tacitus. Okay.
People have been talking
about
all
on my list as well, Ro. On mine as well.
And Tacitus is that horse. People have been talking about Tacitus since the first of the year. And so this, you know, the great thing, and we miss the, I mean, if you're into horses, it's a ton of fun. The whole run up to the Derby, you get to meet these horses. It starts basically with the juvenile at the Breeders' Cup in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your way through the whole run up season starting in late January into February in on these great tracks in Florida and in Arkansas and in Kentucky and in New York. And then you get to meet these incredible stories, these great trainers and owners, and you watch basically these are kids growing up. These are in that period between January and now in May, you're watching an athlete grow from being a 15-year-old to an 18-year-old. So imagine that entire high school is what you're watching develop, and that's why it is so much fun. And so that is those are my picks for right there.
All right, here
Kevin,
you go.
I didn't hurt you.
That's good. Here's the idiot factor. That'd be me. I'm going to say, I'm going to throw in Grey Magician, who's a complete long shot just for fun, and then Roadster. Tacitus is going to win, and then Roadster, and then Grey Magician with the surprising third, and Ron, all three horses, they're all gray. So I'll be able to keep track of them as they're running around in that circle. That's my other very technical thing.
When I was in high school going to the races, that was my favorite because I was nearsighted and didn't know it, but I could see the gray ones.
Ron, let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question in front of Richard right now.
That's fantastic.
How many times have you seen a 14-horse or 13, whatever this is, horse field, and the four grays came in a row? How many times have you ever seen that?
And not very often. Never.
I didn't think so.
That's why. That's
not think so.
That's the great thing about this.
The next time will be the first.
Yeah. Well, I will say this: if Grey Magician, my super duper upset pick to finish third, doesn't finish third, he'll be that one that when you look at the chart and it says, like, they ran out of lengths to say how much it finished behind, like it's just like 85 lengths.
Right,
back to Dubai already.
I know you guys have got to wrap up shortly, but I want to leave you. Anybody who's making a bet, let me leave you with the best advice that I've ever heard. It came from a groom at the racetrack years ago who went to the trainer, his boss, and said, "Hey, boss, I'm a little short. Can you loan me $20? Boss gave him $20, said, "Don't bet this." And the groom said, No. I got betting money. I need eating money.
I know that guy.
You know, I learned one thing from Ron Majors many, many, many years ago, and this is an important one. The less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's
that's the bettor's code right there. That's the gambler's code. All right. Thanks.
Wow.
Sleep in the street.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Thank you, Ron.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye. It's always great. Best. All right, let's check in right now with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, a possible hate crime being investigated in Bolingbrook.